Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an alcoholic. Happy birthday, Johnny. Love, love you. Oh, my God. Happy 7 years. There's another person who has time tonight, and it's Jason, has 14 years today. Happy birthday, Jason. We love you. And Olivia, congratulations on your 9 years. And to my sponsee, took 9 months tonight. Congratulations, Bobby.
Well, I'm Johnny's sponsor. Oh, my God. So it's fun. Let me tell you, it's fun. You know, never would I ever imagine that I'd be walking with such such inspiration. You know, when I got here over 30 years ago, Sandy, right there, drove me to treatment. Oh, my God. And I ran away. You know, I fell in love with Alcoholics Anonymous, and I fell in love with it. And then I had to go to treatment, and I thought, you know, where's the swimming pool and tennis courts? And it was nothing like that. So I ran away, and I came back to Alcoholics Anonymous, and it changed my life. And, you know, I'd like to welcome the friends who just adore and love Johnny Love, because I adore and love him too, and the friends and the members. And Roger, yeah, you met one of my sponsees in Ottawa. Was it Christine?
Yes.
Oh, I love her. Jeez. You know, because of the 12 steps, I've been able to pass this on to a lot of people around the world. You know, and I do this rapid thing too, but I do it in 12 hours. I can take people through the 12 steps in 12 hours, and it's very, very crystal clear. And it's from the big book. And I actually showed Johnny this, and he's just, now he's, instead of helping maybe one or two a year, he can help maybe 20 a year. You know, I'm still doing like 20 a week, but, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous gave me this. It gave me a gift to understand what we're dealing with here. And what are we dealing with? We're dealing with alcoholism. I talked to a guy with 5 years today. I said, what's an alcoholic? He says, hell if I know. He's been in the fellowship and he's done the program. He doesn't know what an alcoholic is. It's someone who can't stop and can't control it. It means you're an alcoholic. You're suffering from an illness that only a spiritual solution can fix. He just figured that out today. You know, and I always thought, sitting in these rooms, I always thought, the problem's alcohol. The problem's alcohol. The problem's alcohol. I would have given you money to help me stop drinking alcohol. It's not about stopping drinking alcohol. It's about that your brain lies to you to get you that drink. Alcohol is only a symptom of the problem. So what's the problem? It's not alcohol. It's my mind tells me that it's okay or it's not okay. And believe me, it's not okay if you're an alcoholic. If you can't stop, you can't control. It means you're dying. This is life and death stuff. Johnny knows this, and you've heard about this boys' club. It really touches my heart what he's doing. Not because of what he's doing, but it's where he's doing it. My son took that course. You know, the guy who trained Johnny helped my son when he was going to Templeton, and it changed my son's life. And my son needed help, and there was somebody just like Johnny who was helping my kid. So now I get to walk with Johnny, and I hear all about it, but he's helping the kids at Templeton too. Every Wednesday night, he's there, you know, and the kids have somebody to look up to. But there's so much more. And just because you might hear Johnny, he's going to come up here, and he's a total inspiration, but he's no different than anybody in this room. Anybody can have God. Anybody can have God. Anybody can have this work. Just study it like I had to. My life depended on it. I didn't know what the problem was. My thinking. My thinking took me there. What's the solution? It's God. It actually tells me where God is. I'm not telling you who God is. I'm going to tell you where God is from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. It talks about our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. So I've had the solution the whole time within me, and I didn't even know it because I was relying on my thinking. Oh my God, I thought I could fix something from the problem that created the problem that's going to fix the problem. I couldn't. I continued to come to these rooms, and I continued to stay sick until I got a solution and used the solution, which is God, but it's within me. That gave me great news that I didn't have to rely on my sponsor anymore. I could rely on the program. I could rely on the 12 steps to absolutely change my life. I could live out of my heart. I could talk from my heart. I can live from my heart like Johnny Love does. You know, so here's the good news and here's the bad news. Good news is just because you know where the solution is and it's in your heart, it's not going to keep you sober. Right? And it's not going to keep you sober. Just because I'm in my heart and Johnny Love's in his heart doesn't mean he's going to stay sober. Me either. We need to do the rest of the work. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because things throughout the day pull us away from our heart. Resentments, defects, you name it. Self-pity. How I react to you will send me back out drinking if I keep reacting the wrong way. If I keep reacting out of my ego and meanness and hatred and cheating, I'm going to go back out drinking. That's all there is to it, tells me. I need to remove the blocks that are blocking me from God. I need to do the rest of the work. You know, just thank God, you know, thank God for God, you know, thank God for Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank God for, you know, the people who took time to walk with me. You know, I look around the room and there's so many, you know, heroes. There's so many angels in this room, you know, it's breathtaking. So why wouldn't you wake up each day? Why wouldn't you wake up each day and say thank you? Thank you for just another gift of sobriety, right? Why wouldn't you? Because that's how I live my life today. And I know that's how Johnny lives his life today. So, you know, I would actually like to congratulate his kids, his son and wife, Veronica, and mother. And I think his sister's here. Yes, sister. Yeah, yeah. You know, just thanks for supporting, you know, one of our heroes in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, come on up and take your cake. I don't have a light. Oh, Anybody have a light? Somebody here has a light. Day meeting. Someone's got a lighter. Oh, Olivia. Johnny, oh, okay, good. Here, hold on. Okay, happy birthday. Oh my God, I love you. Right on. Thank you.
By the way, I was clapping the clap. I wasn't actually clapping down.
Oh, no. Good.
Okay.
Hi, Johnny.
Thank you. I, you know, something interesting happened to me today. I was going with a couple of friends of mine to Costco to get my cake. Right? And, a guy that obviously knew me called my name. He was a Johnny. He turned around. And he sort of looked familiar, but I didn't know the guy. And he looked at me and says, "Are you still walking with God in your life today?" And I looked at him and I said, "I couldn't believe I am." And he just walked away. Something that you're feeling inside is when the chains have been broken, right? I grew up in an alcoholic household, and at the age of 16, I started drinking. And I know now the reason why I started drinking was for me to forget about anything that was happening in my life. You know, I was constantly hiding the truth. I was that kid growing up in my teens and stuff that I couldn't talk to my friends about what was happening at home. I had loving parents. My father was an alcoholic. When we bring an alcoholic into a household, things aren't the same. You know? I remember when my father used to come home and he would have his first glass of wine, and things would still be normal at the dinner table. The moment he had his second glass of wine, it would be a light switch. I would just switch. I didn't know what the fuck was going to happen. I don't know anything. I don't know what was going to happen in that house. I grew up like that, thinking it was okay, you know? And when I started drinking in the beginning, it was fun. It was fun for me. I would forget about the stuff that was happening. I would forget about the stuff that was happening around me. And then as years went by, and I didn't realize it, however, outside issues are part of my story too, you know? I was using outside issues. When I was drinking, and when I was happy, I drank. And when I was sad, I drank. And when I was nervous, I drank. And before you know it, that's all I was doing. You know, I got a medallion tonight. It's really, you know, I do the work, like you heard. But I'm a medallion for my family. They're the ones that pray for me. They're the ones that put up with me, you know? They're the ones that stuck by me.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that deserve the accolades, right? You know? February 16th, 2012, I went through something called psychosis drugs, right? And I don't remember parts of that night. I do remember the cops taking me out of my house for my own good and for the good of my wife and my kids. I went into a rampage. And they took me out of my house and, you know, they brought me to my sister's house. And my family was there the next morning to do a family intervention on me. And they didn't have to say much. I needed help. And I wanted it. I just didn't know where to go and I didn't know what to do. And I was so scared.
Mm-hmm.
I was so scared, you know, that the one person that said to me, she said, you know, do you trust me with my sister-in-law? And for some reason, I just felt it. It's either now or never. You're either going to do this now or you're going to die. And I knew I was dying inside, right? At that point, my skin color was grayish green. My eyes were yellow. I weighed 140 pounds. You can count my ribs. You know, you can count all my bones. And she brought me into detox. Within 24 hours, I was in detox. And I remember how much pain I went through. I was going through so much pain. My arms, I couldn't straighten them out. And I couldn't go on, right? And I remember how scared I was. And that was the first time that I got down on my knees. And I said, God, I don't want to be here anymore. You know, I don't want to be here. It's too much. You win. And if I'm meant to live still, just guide me and give me the direction. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop drinking. And every day I woke up, I was like, oh, not again. Like, why? I would make a promise to myself. I still remember I used to make a promise to myself every morning and today was the day I wouldn't touch any alcohol. And by 10:30 my hands would start shaking. And by 11 o'clock I could feel this inside of me that I just needed to have a drink for me to continue on the day. I saw some men come up and completely come up. The ones that took medallions tonight. God bless you. But I'm going to tell you something. I get with what you're going through. I understand how you feel. I walk that road. And I'm here to tell you, if you're in this room, it will get better. Your life will get better immeasurably if you come into this room and follow the directions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I didn't know how to live life, right? I just didn't know. Like, oh, I don't think I was that bad of a guy out there. Well, at least not to me. But you know what? I wasn't great. I did some pretty shitty things. You know? I wasn't honest. I was deceitful. I would lie. I would have to lie to cover up that lie. Where were you tonight? Oh, I just went out for one drink. Who believes that? Coming out of my pores. And when I was in detox, I remember the amount of pain that I was going through physically. That I asked the nurses for some pain medicine, right? Like, I go, do you have any, like, I don't care what you give me at this point, right? Give me any type of stuff, drugs, I don't care, give me some drugs, and they would the pain. And they would just smile and say, you know, why don't you go sleep it off? Like, are you kidding me? I was in there for 8 days, I remember. And I remember, like, this night as if it was yesterday, and I'll never forget it. I was in so much pain that I started praying. So I got down on my knees and I started praying. And I didn't stop. I didn't stop. And every day while I was in there, I would just pray. And pray and say, God, take this pain inside me. I don't know, I am so lost and I am so scared right now. But I need for this pain to stop. And the pain eventually stopped. And then, you know, I went over to treatment. And I was spiritually broke. Like financially broke. And I was physically broke. What did they have an in-house doctor there? And I never forget when I sat down my first day in treatment and he looked at me with those you look rough, son. And I go, yeah, I know. Wow. It's like someone grabbed skin and just put it on a skeleton. I get it, doc, you know? But yeah, that's what you look like, eh? However, you know, I have to tell you something. It was my birthday. And I was in that treatment center. And I didn't receive one phone call. I didn't receive one card. And not one person said happy birthday. But do you believe this? Do you believe this? I knew I was in the right spot. Mm-hmm. As alone as I felt and as scared as I felt, I knew I was in the right spot. Because I knew being out there was dangerous. I couldn't do it. I had two small kids. A wife that didn't want nothing to do with me anymore. And I was even okay with that. I just wanted to be able to stop drinking. That's the only thing I wanted to do and not be on a daily drinking. When I came out, a man who shared up here this evening, Joseph Keats, brought me through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It was June the 2nd, when I did my fifth step. And I was up on a mountaintop. And I remember telling for the individual that I never met before, everything. And I cleared it all out. I cleared out everything I was holding on inside of me for so long. And I cleared it all out. And I'll never forget what the guy said. He goes, you're a soldier of God today. And I want you to go out. And I want you to go and do God's work. And think of other people more than you think of yourself. And you'll be okay. See, when I came down from that mountain, I left that gorilla that was on my back up there. The obsession for me of drinking has lifted. That's a miracle. That's God's grace. That's why tonight's meeting is God's grace. I was saved. Because I do the work, right? Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning and I get down on my knees and I say, dear God, direct my thoughts, my words, my actions together with your will, and allow for me to be of service to you, and allow for me to be of service to others. And it doesn't matter with what's going on in my life, as long as I'm directed, be of service to my other. Listen, I'll tell you the truth. Tell me the real stuff. I disease, right? I this guy wronged me, this guy wronged me, this person wronged me. I am not a perfect person. But the miracle is this. When I have my bad days, I don't even think about picking up a drink. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that damn amazing? You know? I don't even think about picking up a drink. You know, you've heard some amazing things up here tonight. But tonight's really not about me. It really isn't. It's about the newcomer. It's about that person who's sitting in the seat right now, who's got maybe 3 months, or 4 months, or 5 months, or 6 months, and haven't done the steps yet, and they're holding on to dear life on that seat. I get it. Because that was me. That was me. I was sitting at AA meetings. What the hell am I doing here? What am I going to go back out? How long is this going to last? I've got 2 months under me, if that. And you know what? I'm ready to go right back up to that bar. You know? If you're that person,
who's in this room, who suffers from alcoholism, who has a drinking problem, and your life has become unmanageable? I got good news and bad news, okay? I do. I got good news and bad news for you. Okay? If you got a drinking problem, I'll bring you through this book. And if you follow the directions, right? I assure you, you don't ever have to drink again. Okay? The bad news is, we're your new friends. That's the bad news. You know, this life, this program has given me a life I've never imagined. And that's the truth. I've got friends in my office that I love so much. You know? There was some family, right? When I stopped drinking, I was giving up on everything when I stopped drinking. I was going to quit being a realtor. I was going to quit that office. I was so ashamed of myself. I couldn't really walk back in that office. And I went back in that office with humbleness and said, I need help and I'm sick. And they knew, you know, they knew. And the amount of support I get from the people I work with, wow, it's just amazing. The amount of support I get from my friends in AA, from my wife, and from my kids is something. It's almost undeserving, you know. I absolutely have fallen in love with this program. And, you know, I tell you one thing, if you're new, if you're coming back, I'll make you a promise. If you come up to me and you say, I want to go through the steps, I promise you I'll do whatever it takes to bring you through the steps, one by one. And I'll do it, you know, and as you heard here tonight, little people say, I don't know how you do it. Well, it's not me doing it. It's God working through me. It's God. It's not me. You know, I'm doing the work, but he's doing all my directions. So with that, I just want to say I love you guys very much. Thank you, and God bless you guys all.
Right on.